Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's an all-pundit show with Ray Bacon, Pat Hickey, and Ivar Segelblum. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going today, and we have three great guests. Pat Hickey is here, the former Nevada Assemblyman, Ivar Segelblum, attorney with Maddox, Segelblum, and Canepa, and Ray Bacon, executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Welcome to you all. So as we are taping this, this is on the Monday following this weekend of South Carolina's voting. What were your thoughts on that, and as we head into Super Tuesday?
Well, I guess Joe Biden has a big sense of relief, at least temporarily. I have noted that I think he's among the 14 Super Tuesday states has spent the less money of the remaining candidates in that race. So it'll be interesting to see how many votes have already been stored up by Sanders and possibly others, and if this foretells a real surge on the part of Biden. I think we're going to have to wait and see until after Super Tuesday.
Eva?
I agree. It's good for him. After running three times, he finally won a state. But I think that a lot of people had already voted. I don't know how much that's going to translate into Super Tuesday votes. And I think, like the Assemblyman mentioned, he was running low on cash. So he doesn't have the ground game already in place in those Super Tuesday states. He's not going to get it overnight. So we'll see how much he garners of the vote, but I think you have to look at him and you have to look at Bloomberg, because I think there's going to be a lot of states where both of them don't get that 15% viability, and we'll be seeing, I think, someone drop out on Wednesday.
Okay, so even though Michael Bloomberg, according to 60 Minutes last night, has spent $500 million so far, that you don't think he's going to get 15%?
I think there's going to be a lot of states where he doesn't get 15%. For example, California, and that's going to be very telling. So,
Ray?
I was shocked a little bit with Buttigieg and Stiers dropping out, with California being the next state in play and him being from California and being the only person from a Western state at all. I was shocked that he pulled the plug. And where it goes from here, I hope they never have another debate like that mixed martial arts thing that they had a week ago or so, which would made mixed martial arts look pretty good from my perspective.
But we are thinning the herd. As was said, Pete Buttigieg dropping out was a surprise to you? I mean, he was just running out of money.
Well, I suppose. I guess the real question is, was it the result of negotiations behind the scenes trying to coalesce the Democratic establishment around probably Joe Biden or I certainly not Bloomberg. So I guess not totally surprising, but it's certainly going to be interesting to see if Biden can overtake Sanders. I frankly have my doubts.
It was interesting to get phone calls yesterday from people saying, you know, there have been so many excellent candidates on the Democratic side that perhaps this is the time for somebody to start naming their vice presidential choice or their cabinet choices from some of these people who have gotten some good traction.
I think it's too soon. When you kind of presuppose that you're going to be the nominee by naming someone to be vice president, I think that can turn a lot of people off. You know, we already know what each candidate is going to be looking for in a VP because it's going to be hopefully the opposite of kind of what they are. So for Biden and Sanders, it's going to be a woman, younger, person of color probably. So we'll see. I think that really no one has any idea what's going to happen until after we see what happens on Tuesday.
Last word on this, Ray?
Yeah, I agree. Tuesday's going to be critical and things like that. I would expect that you may see at least one more, maybe even two more, drop out after Tuesday.
I think the ultimate irony would be if Michael Bloomberg doesn't gain the traction that he hopes to get, that he could end up supporting Bernie Sanders, which would not be his normal position, but he made it very clear, anybody but Donald Trump. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with our All Pundit Show with Ray Bacon, Pat Hickey, and Eva Segerblum. Pat, your wife is from South Korea. And the coronavirus obviously has hit there quite heavily. What reports are you getting from South Korea?
Her sister just called last night. People are hunkered down. You know, they're a little stir crazy because they're staying at home. Children are not in schools. I think colleges and their next quarters or whatever have been suspended. So people are getting food delivered at home. They're not going to public places unless necessary. I didn't sense that it was a great deal of panic by any stretch from her family that they feel like they're going to get through this. But, you know, for all of us, there's a lot of uncertainties, and it's unfortunate that the Chinese didn't tip us off a little bit earlier about the spread of the virus.
Ray, your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm taking a look at this thing and say there's a whole bunch of questions that are relatively simple questions that have not even been asked yet and certainly have not been answered. When I was thinking about this morning, how many of the people that have gotten this thing or even have been infected with the thing got their flu shot. Because if nobody that's gotten a flu shot has come down with this thing, then that's enough to reassure about 60% of the population, which is a pretty good start. If any of those that did go through and get their flu shot, if they've gotten sick, you know, is it going to be a mild situation? If you still get it, but you get a mild situation because you got your flu shot. Those are just nickel dime things that they should have the answers to, and they should be providing those answers to. And that not only applies here, that applies in China, that applies in Korea. Korea has a very high reputation, the last time I knew, for doing flu shots, like 85% or something like that. So, you know, it's simple, it's been done, it's preventative, and all those people that did the right thing and got their flu shot are now being ignored. And to me, that's crazy.
Eva, do you have concerns that we're not being given context, we're being given excitement at this point in time, and it seems like the executive branch over this last few days has tried to, you know, calm things down and get people to, and the medical community as well. For example, you know, don't go out and get a mask, because people in the medical industry need those masks, and they're not going to stop you from getting the coronavirus, so therefore leave the mask to the people that need them. What's your thoughts on this? Are we being too hysterical?
No, I don't think so at all, especially if you look at what the president has said. Ignoring the problem isn't going to make it go away. So I think I have a real concern with, obviously, how the CDC has been treated in this administration and how they're kind of being downgraded even further in favor of what the president is coming out and saying, which may not be wholly accurate. So I think that obviously you need to listen to local officials, especially wash your hands, as they say. And I just think that at this point, unfortunately, too much has gone on where telling someone not to buy a mask is not going to make them not buy a mask, because there's so much information out there on the internet and other things that people are turning to rather than having one federal government message, which I don't think has been done yet.
Are we at the intersection of health and politics?
Well, you know, just listening there and the national debate, I think the average person would wish that we don't politicize this. This is a potentially really serious public health issue. I think we ought to pull together and, you know, not goad Donald Trump into a fight about it or not use the fact that it's here to say that somehow folks are to blame. I remember, you know, as a Republican, I was very supportive of what President Obama did during the Ebola crisis, and I would think that in the end, the government's going to do what they should do, and I would hope we would avoid politicizing it, but I doubt it.
Ray, are we at the intersection of politics and health?
Well, I think we probably are, and it's going to be one of those things where, and you and I talked about it a little bit over the weekend, the impact on this state is going to be dramatic, because we're dealing with emotions and not dealing with facts. You and I both kind of watch the gaming numbers and things like that. Baccarat has been historically somewhere between 15% and 12% of gaming tax revenue, and I have to believe that the Baccarat facilities right now are probably pretty dull and boring places to be.
Because that's a game that is primarily played by Asian gamers.
Yeah, and there's only about 500 serious Baccarat players in the entire world, and I have to believe that those people have the resources. They'll just say, I think I'll just avoid this for a while, and they can. If they have enough money to play that game, they can do whatever they want to do.
Eva, you know, and Ray brings up, I think, an important point, which is that Nevada is definitely, and Las Vegas in particular, in a serious situation, because we've seen this major Asian conference was canceled. If people, and I got to say, when you put this in context by comparison with, say, the flu, where tens of thousands of people die every year from the flu, this is not anywhere close to being on that level. And yet, you talk to people, they're canceling vacations or thinking about canceling vacations, business trips, I mean, all kinds of things. It seems like there's a tremendous overreaction that could really be a negative for Las Vegas.
Yes, when I was actually in Las Vegas a few weeks ago for the debate, all of our cab drivers said it's been very quiet, unusually dead. It's going to have a
which is a long time ago in terms of this crisis.
Exactly. So I think it's going to have a huge impact, obviously, on the state's revenue, gaming revenue, and just in general, people even in this country traveling and coming to Las Vegas as a destination or other places in Nevada like Reno. So especially now with what we're hearing out of the Bay Area. So I think it's going to have a huge impact. And I think the problem is, versus the flu, it's the unknown. And that's why I think having a unifying message, not to politicize it or say anything about Donald Trump necessarily, but there needs to be someone that people can look to that's informed, knowledgeable, and can give facts and not ignore potential facts, but has some sort of background to inform the people.
Well, with Mike Pence being a former governor and therefore having executive branch experience in terms of running a state, do you feel that he has given a sense of calm with his appearances over the weekend?
Well, I certainly would hope so. I mean, we really are talking about leadership here, whether it's in the United States and targeting our response and mobilizing our resources. I hope he's up to the task. I can't imagine anything is more serious to them. But, you know, worldwide, boy, does it ever point out the interdependence of both economies and medicines and responses and censorship or communications. I mean, it's just raising a whole host of issues. Very problematic for China. Again, I come back to that. But let's hope someone steps up, the vice president and others, and is that leader that is needed in this moment.
And it was interesting looking at the New York Times over the weekend that really we saw a peak in coronavirus cases in China 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it has been dropping down since then, but that doesn't seem to get very much play.
No, we're still in the emotional thing, and that goes back to what I was talking about on the whole vaccine thing. There are pieces of facts out there that give people reassurance and give people real knowledge, and we've ignored them so far. Because we know who got a flu shot and who didn't at this stage of the game in this country, and most of the rest of the world does, at least the industrialized world does. I don't know what they do as far as flu vaccines and things like that in China, but I have to believe by now they have some sort of a program. And I suspect if you're told to get a flu shot in China, you get one.
All right, but they still take time for them to kick in. But let me ask you this just briefly.
But a lot of people did those months ago, too.
Right.
Which means they're effective, and if they're being effective, people need to know that they're being effective.
But we don't know that at this point in time.
Somebody may know that, but we haven't been told that.
Yeah, and also it seems like even with the flu shot, which I got, that we kind of missed the boat on what the actual influenza was this year. But just briefly, supply chain. You know, you deal with manufacturers. What kind of concern within your industry that we could be heading into some serious fiscal problems?
We already are seeing shortages in some areas and things like that. It's going to be the items that are unique, that are only made in China or only made in Korea and things like that, that are going to be the problem child. So where it's going to be a hit, it's going to be a significant hit, but it's probably going to be a limited number of hits. Nuts, bolts, and screws and things like that, most of that comes from China at this stage of the game, but there's a worldwide supply of that, and that can be recovered reasonably well and reasonably short term.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom. We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here with Eva Segalbloom, attorney with Maddox Segalbloom and Canepa, Pat Hickey, the former Nevada Assemblyman, and Ray Bacon, executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. So, Eva, Mick Mulvaney was recorded at a private luncheon recently talking about the need for immigration and that we desperately need more immigrants. I've been saying this on the program for a long time, that with unemployment at virtually zero, and we have all, just in here in Nevada, you know, $16 billion worth of projects in northern Nevada, let alone 20-plus billion in southern Nevada, plus the need to have working employees to support people on Medicare and Social Security. We need immigration. Do you think there's any way that we're going to see Congress make a move in that direction in the next year?
I wish, but I don't have high hopes. I know that even just since I was on the program last week, I was talking to some of the builder representatives, builder lobbyists, and they are been hit really hard by the immigration. They are lacking a lot of those skilled subcontractor laborers and just laborers in general, because people, you know, can't immigrate here or can't be on those temporary visas. And I think we're gonna see that in other areas like agriculture. So I wish that something would happen in Congress, but I just don't see anything coming out before the election.
Pat?
Well, should Donald Trump be reelected, that's a huge if at this point. I would hope that he and Congress will put aside their antics and their fights for the next 4 years and get some things done. And that's a very, very important one. Even if you're on the side of Trump and you have concerns about illegal immigration, what we're really talking about here is finding people that can still come to this country to make this country better and fill jobs and positions and careers that we certainly need.
Ray, one of the problems with doing this since 86 has been the phrase comprehensive immigration reform. Is it not time to look at pieces of it and say, okay, we're not going to get it all done because it's going to blow up as it has done so many times before, but let's do it piece by piece? And if so, what piece would you start with?
Well, you know, it's one of the things where we've made the H-1B visas for people with STEM skills and things like that. We've made those difficult, and we need to get those backed off because those are the people that we need in all fields. You know, at the higher levels in the construction sector, the people with the skill sets and things like that, that should be a no-brainer to get that opened up and loosened up, and we can't even get that done.
Eva, does it sound good to you to not go with comprehensive and go with pieces of this to get it done?
I think at this point anything will help, but just given what's happening between the Congress and the Senate side, the House of Representatives and the Senate side, it's not going to happen before the election, unfortunately. I would be open to even just a small piece, because I think comprehensive would be very difficult, lots of moving parts, but I just don't see anything happening.
As I've watched immigration issues from 1977 till today, it is the most contentious area of government.
Well, no doubt about, I would worry if Bernie Sanders was elected, to pivot a little bit, that we will be in such a huge conflict that may not get dealt with. But you're right. We are a country of immigrants, and we do need a fresh supply of talented folks, however they come, hopefully in some systematic way. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, Republicans included, want to see some movement on this issue.
Eva, I've got to give you the last word here after this knock on Mr. Sanders.
And you've got about 10 seconds. She's a Warren supporter.
Yeah, Warren has the best plan on immigration, has been endorsed by one of the heads of the Boyd School of Law immigration clinic, Michael Kagan, who's an expert on this. But I don't have as big a concerns, obviously, with Sanders. He has some great immigration policies. The problem he's going to have is that he doesn't support the filibuster, and it doesn't look like the Senate is going to change hands. And with Mitch McConnell in the driving seat, nothing is going to happen.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.